we were talking about what jobs open to black women, and you said mostly taking care of or working for white people,
yeah.
You said, those kinds of jobs.
Yeah, once in a while you meet a person, maybe a minister's wife, a doctor's wife.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few doctors. Say.
Right. Were there any kind of jobs for young black people that they could earn money? What people that we would call teenagers today, did they
have? Well, the same thing.
Same type of job.
The nursing and things like that.
They would do those kinds of things.
Everyone, they begin getting into it. I guess what we call it. Well, the type of job that they have now, didn't have them back then.
Right, right.
So the biggest thing was cooking, working in the field, and nursing.
Uh-huh.
That was the biggest thing.
The biggest.
More than taking him washing and ironing, because we taking him washing and ironing so much until nobody was running the laundry.
Your place had so much wash and iron, huh? Y'all were big for that, because I talked to Ms. Gassaway, and her family did washing, too.
Yeah, and they had a big farm out this way.
Uh-huh.
Now, where she's living, she's been living there all her life.
Uh-huh. Right. Now,
they were living there, Mama said, when they brought me, when they came to center.
The Gansways had already been there.
We're the oldest two in that block.
Oh,
on
I
that
see.
Street.
Oh, the Gansways and then you all.
Yeah, we're the only ones that grew up in them houses.
I see.
Everybody else is just people that come in.
Since.
Because that little yellow house up on the cone,
uh-huh.
That's where the schoolhouse used to be.
Oh, that's right. The one that she had told me about, and then I'll talk to you about, too. Where did your family shop?
In Seneca.
You shopped right in Seneca? Were the stores owned by black people or white people?
White people. I think they had some restaurants
with
colored people. And then my mother shopped quite a bit through the mail.
Oh, she did mail order shopping.
Mm-hmm, because she ordered a piano from New York, and she ordered a dining room, the chairs and a table from Chicago. It came from Hess.
Oh, from Hess. Was this through a catalog?
Mm-hmm.
Hess?
My mother was in the bed sick when she ordered both. Made both orders. She didn't make them the same year.
Yeah,
But anyway,
but she ordered this dining room suit and this piano.
Yeah.
Did y'all ever order from Sears? Sears catalog?
Oh, well, we, you know, late with that. That's what started off with Hirsch. Seeing it's out of, I guess it's out of business now.
There's a Hess store up in, or it was years ago in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. And Wing and Son, I think they're out of business. They're the ones that play the piano.
What's the name of the other one?
Wings and Son.
Wings and Sun, and
yeah,
they were the piano
from New
ones.
York.
Oh,
The pianos had five pedestals.
Oh, five and six. Now, what were some of the other stores that they bought in Ray and Seneca? Was there like a clothing store, or were there stores that had everything?
We had clothing stores, and we had grocery stores.
You had both?
And we had furniture stores.
Oh, so there was a furniture store and a clothing store and a grocery store.
Because
in some communities,
people had them separate.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have chain stores.
Uh-huh.
We got received out a chain store. The A&P was the first chain store that came to Seneca. And that was around in about the middle 30s.
Uh-huh.
Because my husband had passed. I lived in Galton, Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
That's where he was practicing. He was out of med school 2 years before he died.
Mm-hmm. So you went to several different kinds of stores in Seneca, and they were all owned by someone personally.
Yes.
Then, right, but by white family.
Yeah.
So, did you buy for cash or credit when you...
Both.
When y'all was both. Sometimes cash, sometimes credit. And did your family usually buy their own clothing, or did they make their own?
Well, they bought some, and Mama made most of our clothes.
Well, she had learned to make so many from Miss Jolot, you had told me.
Yeah, well, she could sew before.
Even before then.
But that would be helped to her.
What kind of clothing did each person own? Did you have Everyday clothes and Sunday go to meeting and that kind?
Yeah, both times.
Uh-huh. Anything, did y'all wear anything special to church or?
Well, yeah, we would try to wear our vest to church. The outing. And some of the things that we have been, they had our city colors. But most of them, when I, after I got up some side, I can remember people, most of them dressed very, well, outstanding because, now you take the gals away, there've always been people that were just splashing. I never forget one Christmas where she had a lady, one of the girls lived in Charlotte. And that was back before we were married. That was back in the early 20s, I guess, or before the 20s. Anyway, they had on the prettiest white coat. I said, oh, I shall be free and I get a place, I can buy me a white coat. I told my white Christmas, and then down in the next block, they had a cousin, and she came up all dressed up. They all went up to the Methodist church, and it was the prettiest sight. I just, oh, I just wanted to hurry up and get into that kind of sight, but I didn't. And I always, we had a cotton patch at the back of our house. The lot was deep.
Right.
We'd get a half a bale of cotton off of it. But I never did learn how to pick cotton. I could hoe all right. I could hoe 2 acres a day, but I couldn't pick. The highest I ever picked in cotton was 75 pounds.
Wow.
And I got punishment for that.
Oh, punishment for?
For not.
For not being enough? Or doing
and
it.
I pray for not doing it, getting more.
Oh, because they want you to do
I
more.
I prayed and I cried and I asked the Lord to help me do something other than pick cotton. And he was very good to me.
He said you didn't have to pick cotton anymore.
I did something else other than picking cotton.
Well, good. Was this when you were little that this happened? How old were you when you picked the 75? Pounds. I can't imagine.
I guess
up.
I was around in the 12 or something like that.
12 or 13 or something
like that. Because that was before I began teaching.
That's why you
teaching at 14.
That's what made you decide you weren't going to pick cotton. You were going to teach.
I decided.
That's smart. Did your family raise your own food? Did you have your own gardens?
Yeah, we had our own garden, our own hogs, our own cows, and our own chickens.
Wow, so you pretty much raised everything you needed for food, right?
Yes, in fact, I guess that we wouldn't, you would consider that to have, we could raise hogs up until about the Second War.
Up until the Second War you raised
them?
Oh.
The cow, again, kicking, you know, everything had to be cleared out.
Oh. I couldn't do it in town.
Because
anymore.
I know we had a home when my brother went in service.
You did?
Yeah. Well, other than that, as far as food concerned, we've always enjoyed good food.
Did you have to buy much at the store?
What
did
no, you had to buy
just what, staples like
yeah, more stuff.
Coffee and sugar and stuff?
Yeah.
But everything else you raised, pretty much. What about furniture? You told me that your mother sent away for the piano and the dining room suit. Did you pretty much always buy your furniture, or did someone in the family ever make any of it?
No, we bought
it. You always bought it?
Bought it.
Do you have any of that furniture left? Or?
Well, I guess that's about all of it. The lady said she wanted me to hurry up and come home so she could get some antique. I told her, I said, well, you looking at antique and you're talking antique. I said, I think I'm going to sell. Both the fellows went in and tore up my stuff.
That's right, you arrived a couple times.
I'll make it.
Oh, that's good. But you they didn't tear up too much of your good furniture, I hope.
Well, they're taking it out the house.
You've been robbed of some of your good furniture.
I've been robbed three times. Twice.
I knew you told me one time and you had all your clothing taken.
They take my clothes first and then they came back and got the furniture.
Oh, good.
My pocketbook been taken out of my purse. I don't know how they got it out, but they got it out when I got to where I was going. I didn't have my ticket, neither my money.
Oh, dear. Do you still have some furniture in the house, though?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Were there any kind of furniture or oak baskets or tools or quilts or stuff that was made in the community that's still in the possession of your family? Do you have anything like that? I think they're thinking more about antiques and stuff like that.
I have some scales.
Oh, old scales.
Yeah, you know, one that got the big knot look like a... I'll say I had, that's what I've got to say.
You had some scales.
But, it's got the big shape like a pear at the end, you know, for the good. Got that. And I guess around there's packed up and all. Never can tell what I got. I thought I had a piece of cloth that they gave the cotton picking, but there's no cotton. I haven't been able to find the cotton picking, but it's it shows things that's back some years ago. So I'll try to get that.
Was this
some of that to you?
Was that a quilt or something?
No, it's just a piece of some material that I bought, and I'm going to.
That represents cotton, you mean, from the cotton picking days? Is that what you mean?
I think so.
Oh,
I'm gonna get it some to you so you can see it.
All right. Were any of the older members of your family known for special talents, such as musicians or singers or preachers or craftsmen or needleworkers?
Well, my mother, I consider her was a needlework.
Mm-hmm.
And she always draws. She'd find her sitting at the table. You can tell where she's sitting because she always draw pictures while she'd be.
Mm-hmm. She would doodle. Yeah. We call it doodling.
Yeah, and so. Uh-huh. But
she, or she would sketch something.
Yeah.
So you feel that she was artistic then?
I would think so.
Sounds like it. And she was a beautiful seamstress. So, you said she sewed real well, huh?
Yeah. And the smock that people take on that.
Oh, the smock.
I said, Lord, my mama could do that stuff so pretty. And you just wonder how could anybody do that work. And crocheting and different things.
Oh, she did all kinds of
needlework. Oh, yeah, she was.
Did she embroider and...
Mm-hmm.
And crochet and knit and all that stuff?
She could do that embroidery where you embroider it and then cut it out.
Oh, the cut work.
You know.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mother does that too.
I would think in terms of her.
Yeah, it sounds like she was very gifted.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember you? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's all right.
No, go ahead.
And Papa was known for, he was a stomp-down good cook.
Oh, your daddy was a cook?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Well, you said he did the cooking.
He was a cook out this world. For a person that hadn't been trained.
Right.
In a way, he was just gifted in cooking.
It just came there. He just knew how to do it.
And
he'd
take care of flour. And if you ever have been to the Presbyterian Church out here on the corner.
I've just seen him gone
you
by. Never stuff. Been in it.
Well, you notice how pretty that hedge is cooked.
Yeah.
Well, he taught that man how to cook that hedge.
Did he really? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
And the man teased me. I said, well, mighty funny he taught you how and didn't teach me. I said, but
right.
I'm going to practice myself.
Yeah, right. So he was very good at gardening and very good at cooking, too. Do you remember any things he ever made? Do you remember the cooking that you liked the best?
Well, I can't say the one I liked the best because I enjoyed it all.
Well, I didn't know. I mean, was he any dessert that he especially made? Or chicken? Or
upside down cake.
Upside down cake.
Was
he was
his
good at that?
Favorite dish.
Pineapple upside down?
Pineapple.
Yeah.
And my brother was out of his world and he got killed in the service.
This was the brother that was born after you, Napoleon, and he died in World War II.
Yeah, Napoleon
did.
He got killed.
Uh-huh.
And that boy could. And he could press. He pressed clothes until when men put their pants on, it looked like a knife blade.
He could press that well.
All that boy could press. Mm-hmm. He worked the cane laundry.
Oh, yeah, he was the one that worked the cane besides your mama.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember hearing older members of your family talking about hard times or good times?
Yeah, I've lived in hard times myself.
Yeah.
Right after the war when it just giving out, issuing out food.
You talking about First World War?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Small, but I remember.
It was hard then. You didn't have
If it wasn't had been for the generals, I don't know what we'd have done.
The generals really helped y'all out then?
Oh, yeah. The generals, they...
Was it because you didn't have work, or what was it
such
a hard time?
No, just
a
part of them.
Just a part of the times, you mean, after the First World War?
Yeah, but it was just a time that they just did things for us.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. What I mean is, why were you all in such hard times then?
Oh, well, it was right after the war.
Right after the war?
And everybody else was, you know, everything was cut, so everybody
had... The times were hard. Everybody had to cut back. Yeah. Okay. What about any floods or tornadoes? Do you remember anything about any natural disasters like floods, tornadoes, or hurricanes? Anything
well,
like that?
I was in a flood in teaching.
Oh, where was that?
I was in out from Central, and the two bridges washed away.
Oh, they did?
Well, the school was... The colored school was above the white school. The white school turned out at 12 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
I'm begging the lady to turn out. I said, you see that cloud out dark? Oh, she said, it's all right. And 2 o'clock when we went down, it kind of slacked up rain. When we went down to the creek to get by, there was no bridge to be seen.
My goodness.
And we had to stay away from home before we were boating a week.
Mm. And where was that? When was this then? Was this in the 20s?
Well, yes.
Were you living in Tennessee then? Or were you...
No, well, I went to Tennessee. It was right after... I hadn't finished college.
Oh.
Before I finished college, it was in the 20s.
Where were you?
Over here at, it's a White Oak settlement.
Oh, uh-huh.
In, oh, in Central.
In Central. Okay.
And they, and I had never, I didn't know what a foot log was. And I couldn't ride, walk the plank. Well, the people, the lady that I was teaching with, she was used to it because she came from the country, see? And she just went across and I couldn't, and the man had to pick me up and carry me across.
He carried you across the foot log?
Yeah.
Because the waters were so high and everything?
The water was high and that was the only thing that they had. They didn't have a, we hadn't built a bridge.
No bridge there. Gee.
And we went to this home, and the lady that, of the house was stranded where she was working.
Uh-huh.
And she had two children. One was about 8, and the other one was 6. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have a bite to eat in their house. And they had the bank was higher than the door.
Uh-huh.
And we reached out, took the old thing, and scraped out the stove with it. Pour okra down and cook the okra, boil okra.
So oh, my goodness.
That's the only thing we had.
That's all you had to eat that time, during that time?
So, it was no butter or nothing of kind to eat.
Just plain old okra.
And then, up in the day, the trustees found out that we were stranded, and they sent food from their house.
Oh, good. What about any illnesses? Do you remember the flu epidemic of 1917, 1918?
Yeah.
Anybody you know?
I had it.
You had it?
We had the flu. And I was coming from school and it was raining. They let me out from school, sent me home. And I sat out on the side of the sidewalk and got wet. I was so sick I couldn't get home. And somebody come by and picked me up and brought me home. And Mama was in the bed sick. My brother was in the bed sick. Papa was the only one up. And we had one of those big belly stoves in the room. And the doctor, Dr. Sharp, came by and told Papa to get lemons. And we had drank lemon juice. Cooked the lemons until it just got juicy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we drank that juice and that's the thing. It broke up, but flew just overnight.
Hmm. Now you were all sick but your daddy then. And you were going to school then? Where were you?
I was at St. Augustine.
At the St. Augustine at that time. Mm-hmm. But you were all sick. Did anybody you know die?
Die.
Anybody in your family that you know die? No, just that you all were pretty sick in your family. Did any of the members of your family serve in World War I?
No.
No. Did that service affect your lives and did World War I affect your lives in any way? You said that after the war you all were pretty hard times.
Well, that's just that time, you know, it was just hard with some things that you couldn't hardly get. Cold. Well, see, we got the cold, but we had to go through because Mr. General had coal sent to his house and 80 cents an hour. Yeah. And the fellow that was driving the team, he reported it.
Oh.
But see, Mr. General, being what he was in the town, it didn't do no good.
Oh, I see.
He could have saved that breath.
So he was,
But see, I began going to school before time for me to go to school. Back then, you didn't have to wait till you got 6 years old.
You went earlier.
And you can just go, uh-huh. You could just go to school.
Yeah.
And the people that I went to school with got, they said that they were taking it, so I wouldn't have to be in the white people's house all the time.
I see. Now, when you were talking about, so there were things that were scarce then, like the coal and stuff like
yeah.
that. What church denomination did your family belong to? Which church?
Baptist Church. It was Ebenezer.
Ebenezer, where is that? Is that
right?
Ebenezer Baptist, right in Seneca.
Yeah.
And that's the church that they attended.
Yeah.
Did they always attend the Baptist Church? Did anyone in your family belong to a different denomination?
No. I went, the lady across the street carried me to the Methodist Church for Sunday. Before I went to the Baptist Church, uh-huh. but that was due to the fact I wasn't old enough and I had nobody to carry me.
Oh, I see. So she just took you then.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But
uh-huh.
our main church was Ebenezer.
Ebenezer. Who was...
My daddy was a deacon and my mother a deaconess.
Oh, so they were both active in the church.
Yeah,
then.
And she was a Sunday school teacher.
Oh, wow. Who was the minister of your church when you were young? Do you remember?
Well, they had so many in
there. There were a lot of them. You don't,
yeah.
Is there any one particular name you remember? Where did your Baptist minister live when he was there? Did he have a parsonage?
No, the parsonage uh-huh. had just been made here, I guess, considered around about the 60s or something.
Oh, not until then. So when you were little, there wasn't any such
no,
thing for the Baptist
had,
minister.
No, because a lot of them come from out of town.
Yeah, yeah.
Spend the night with some
right.
place and all like that.
Oh, you mean some of them would actually be a minister just for a few Sundays or something?
No,
or
they
state?
Were for every Sunday maybe,
uh-huh.
but they would come from out of town, Greenville and
oh, I see.
Columbia
they came from
and things
elsewhere.
Like that.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't understand
and
it.
And so we just now beginning to get a pastor that mm-hmm. stay, that live there.
They live there. So these ministers really live somewhere else and just came
yeah.
to preach at your church. Okay. Did they have other employment besides being a preacher? To your knowledge, I mean, you might not
I
know.
Don't think so. I think all of them, we've had some ministers that were teachers, but they've been here lately.
Yeah, but I was talking about back then.
The elder fellows were just men that tried to relate the Bible and
uh-huh,
all. They didn't.
Uh-huh.
They weren't educated for the service, don't you know?
Yeah.
Some of them couldn't hardly read.
Oh, so you don't
right.
think they had, because that was my next question, what kind of training did they have? They didn't
yeah.
have that much.
No, they didn't have that much training.
They were just mostly Bible readers or...
Because in 25, that's when I finished school.
Uh-huh.
I talked about, we called them jackleg preachers.
Jackleg?
Yeah. So we began getting ministers that had been to school.
Yeah, now of course they are educated.
Now they have to.
Right, right.
Well, no, they don't have to go to school because we got some fellows that's going around preaching now that I guess they finished high school. I don't know.
Oh, okay. What were some other churches that were important in your community? Oh, you know, meaning Seneca or where you live.
Well, all the churches were.
There were quite a few. There was Presbyterian that was near you.
Well, Presbyterian church didn't last too long.
It did.
But,
Was this, you mean the black Presbyterian
yeah,
church?
Yeah. But we take, Methodist and Baptist, it was always a draw between them, you know.
Yeah.
Each one tried to outwork the other one. And they had the Holiness Church. They had this working church.
Uh-huh.
And we had an African Methodist church there, but their members passed.
That's no longer active then, the African Methodist. Did any of the churches have cemeteries?
No, they just the cemeteries were just together.
Oh, the cemeteries were at the church?
No, the church there in Seneca
uh-huh.
has a place over in the town.
Oh, somewhere else in town?
Yeah.
So the cemeteries were not right by the church?
No, we don't have a Cemetery, like back Grove. Of the church, yeah. And all like that. Now that's out in rural district, uh-huh. But not right there in town.
I see. So the cemeteries were out. Okay. Yeah. Do you remember camp meetings when you were young?
Yeah, it was down in what they call Bethel Grove.
Bethel Grove is where they were held.
Yeah.
Uh huh. And what time? Of Seneca. Yeah. What time of year were they held?
Preaching and speaking, uh-huh. And eating.
Eat a lot of eating, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember when they were held? I mean, like what time of year? Fall?
Most of the time, I think it was in about the first or second week in September.
Oh, they were in the fall then. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because I taught at one of the schools in the summer where they had this meeting.
Uh-huh.
I taught. Was later. How I got the head of teaching.
Uh-huh.
I was, this lady lived next door to us. She was a teacher.
Uh-huh.
And we used to have what they call a lay-by school.
Uh-huh.
You taught about 6 weeks during the summer month, starting June, the last of July and out in the middle of September, August.
Uh-huh.
And she was nice enough to let me teach. Well,
this is regular teaching, not church teaching.
Yeah, right.
Regular school. Getting back to the camp meetings just a minute. How long did the camp meeting last? Was it daily?
I think it was
or?
About 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. Uh-huh. I think that's the way it was.
Did they ever stay overnight at the camp?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Did you go?
No.
Oh, you didn't go. You didn't attend.
I'm just going by what people say.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Do you remember who led the services?
No.
Uh-huh.
It always, the camp meeting was principally given to the Methodist.
Mostly the Methodist people. What about members of different churches? Did some of the other churches come and worship with the Methodists, or was it pretty much all Methodist worshipers?
Well, I just don't know.
You really don't know. Okay. Do you remember your older relatives talking about camp meetings and going to them or anything?
No, my parents didn't go.
Oh, they didn't attend either. Do you remember singing conventions when you
were? Oh, yes.
Oh, you
first
did.
First class singing. Now, the Baptist, that was their
was the singing convention.
Singing.
They were big at that.
Yeah. They would go from church to church for that. Several churches would get together and sing and all like that, which was very interesting.
Who was your, who taught you on when you did your singing convention?
Well, some member of the church.
Some member of the church?
Yeah, those that could sing Do Re Mi or so.
Uh-huh. You learned the notes, right? It was big on learning
you
the notes?
Get the notes, and then you could sing anything you wanted to.
Uh-huh. How old were you when you first went to the singing convention?
I don't know what I was. I guess I started around going to things like that when I was about 10.
Uh-huh.
I was sneaking around, you know, listening to go, mama knows to go to them. And I always liked to sing, and because I was small, they would let me to them.
How often did these singing conventions meet?
Most of the time, just once a year.
Just one time a year?
Yeah,
for how long? Maybe a week or two, or what?
No, it would be from Friday to Sunday.
I see.
Sometimes it would be like that, and sometimes it would just be from Saturday to Sunday. Uh-huh. But the singing convention, we'd have the convention, but we'd have singing classes all the time, practicing.
Oh, I see. All through the year, you would practice the singing classes, get ready for the convention.
You've got a singing class here in your church, you practice.
I see.
So in the summer, when time to go to the convention, you'd see which one would out sing the other.
Right. Then you'd have your contest after you've been practicing the whole year. Did you all ever win? Did your church win?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the church that I belong to never did participate in.
Oh, it did. You went to another church.
You see, this was considered more country folks work.
Oh.
Town folks, they didn't do with.
So you went to another church in order to do them. What church did you go to do
Rita Fork.
Rita Fork. Had a class.
Yeah.
And that's who you actually sang with.
They didn't, that wasn't a church, that was a school out from Seneca. But the church members met there, that's where they practice in this school building.
Yes, ma'am.
And then members from, the people in the community were from different churches.
I see.
Baptist churches, and we'd go there and practice.
So you'd all get together and practice, and then later go to the convention for the weekend.
Yeah.
And who were the judges and that kind of thing?
Oh, I don't know. They just helped somebody.
Uh-huh.
it always have somebody that's been a leader.
Right. Do you remember any of the names of any of the people who were leaders or who taught the music or anything like that? That's right. I just
right this minute, I can't think of the man's name, but I can picture.
Uh-huh.
He was a tall, bald-headed fellow.
They used to lead him.
Oh, yeah, and the old, everybody just looked up to him. Oh, what was that man's name? I can't think of it.
There was a man named Scott that was supposed to have led a lot. Was that his name by any chance?
No, I never did know Scott led.
Oh, well, I may have the wrong name.
Well, it might have been a Scott, because what I mean, it was Scott in
right.
the community.
What were some of your favorite songs that you sang?
Well, now I can't tell now which is. Well, one that I enjoyed and my mother enjoyed, Life is Like a Mountain Railroad.
Oh, that's Life is Like a Mountain Railroad?
Yeah.
I bet that was pretty.
Yeah.
Can you sing any of those songs still? Do you sing any of
them? Well, I don't sing that one. I know how it goes, but I don't follow the cover. It was my mother's favorite song. Life is like a mountain where you go, if the flower is gone. And in that
life is like a mountain railroad, something like that.
Yeah.
I know, I've heard it. It's real pretty. At first, I didn't think I had, but the more I heard you say that, I think I have.
And my voice is changing so until I can't sing like I used to.
Right.
Well, I used to go to places to sing.
Well, our voices do change, man, sure has. Did you ever attend singing schools when you were young, other than the singing convention?